This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The aforementioned Galesburg, Illinois, was the place to be if you're a student of the American economy, the politics of the American economy, to be just a little bit more precise. President Obama gave what the White House has been billing as a major policy speech today, the first in a series of them that he'll be doing over the next weeks and months. Today's was, in truth, more setup than substance.
I'll lay out my ideas for how we build on the cornerstones of what it means to be middle class in America and what it takes to work your way into the middle class in America.
The White House has been talking a lot lately about the middle class, about making the economy strong again by reviving or rebuilding or reinvigorating or pick your verbing middle class jobs. They've even got a new buzzword they're working on.
So good jobs, a better bargain for the middle class and the folks who are working to get into the middle class. An economy that grows from the middle out, not the top down.
Middle out, which means what exactly for the people trying to get those jobs the president was talking about? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to start us off.
Middle out has the first part of middle class in it, which is good politics.
I'm laughing. I mean, no one knows what that means. That's the ultimate in sloganeering over policy substance.
Douglas Holtz Aiken ran the Congressional Budget Office at the beginning of the Bush administration. As far as the president's middle-class jobs record is concerned,
he sees the government as a venture capitalist in electric batteries and solar powers and doesn't have a great track record in that regard. And it's tough to figure out what the middle-class jobs of the future are.
Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute says he knows where they're not.
I don't think the key to rebuilding the middle class is in the manufacturing sector.
It's in services. And Strain says here the president's promise of more job training and affordable higher education might help. But here's the problem. A lot of service sector jobs are low-skilled and low-paid, says Christine Owens of the National Employment Law Project. And since the recession,
most of our job growth has been concentrated at the low end.
Jobs like short-order cook, home health aide, housekeeper. Owens says real wages have fallen 5% in those jobs just since 2009. Her recipe? A higher minimum wage, stronger unions.
I don't think it's enough to focus on building from the middle out. I think we have to build from the bottom up as well.
Not all service jobs are at the bottom. Economist Charles Ballard at Michigan State has been watching well-paid jobs disappear from auto plants for decades. Some of those workers have gone into services.
If you've moved into the healthcare sector as a nurse anesthetist, then you're making very good money. If you're just working, changing bedpans, those are not great jobs.
The challenge, getting those workers to break out into the middle class, too. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.